ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। We're missing something. Where's Tulsi Maharani? She's not here. Could somebody please bring a cup of water also for drinking? Hare Krishna. On this auspicious day, more or less the last day of the Kartik season, this auspicious place, auspicious association, we're reading from the most auspicious Srimad Bhagavatam, given to us by His Divine Grace, Śrīla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupāda. So today we're reading from the fourth canto, chapter 31, text 13. Please repeat. Śrēyasāṁ api sarveṣāṁ ātmā hi avadihi artataha sarvesham api putanam harihi atma atmadaha priyaha. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Everything is most auspicious. Line by line. Shreyasam api sarvesham atma yavadhir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam harir atma atmadak priyaha shreyasam api sarvesham atma yavadhir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam harir atmatmadak priyaha shreyasam api sarvesham atma yavadhir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam harir atmatmadak priyaha Shreyasam api sarvesham atma hi avadir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam harir atmatmadak priyaha atma yavadir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam harir atmatmadak priyaha api sarvesham atma yavadir artataha sarvesham api bhutanam Hari Ratmat Madakpyaha. Ladies, Shreyasam Api Sarvesham. Atmaya Padir Artataha. Hare Ratmat Madak Priyaha. Shreyasam, of auspicious activities, certainly, Sarvesham, all, Atma, the Self, He, certainly, Avadihi, destination, Artataha, factually, Sarvesham, of all, Api, certainly, Bhutanam, living entities, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Atma, the Supersoul, Atmadaha, who can give us our original Ati, Priyaha, very dear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Is it clear at the back? Yes or no? Okay. Thank you. Factually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original source of all self-realization. Consequently, the goal of all auspicious activities, karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The living entity is the monergy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the material world is the external energy. Under the circumstances, one must understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is factually the original source of both matter and spirit. This is explained in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text 4 and 5. And some of you may know these verses. If so, you can chant along. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kang mano buddhi ahankara iti yang me bina prakritir ashtada apareyam mitastvan yang prakritin vidime param jiva bhutang mahabaho yaye dang daryate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which consists of all living entities who are struggling with the material nature and sustaining the universe. The entire cosmic manifestation is but a combination of matter and spirit. The spiritual part, T, and these living entities are described also as prakriti, or energy. The living entity is never described as purusha, or the Supreme Person. Therefore, to identify the living entity with the Supreme Lord is simply ignorance. The living entity is the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. Although there is factually no difference between the energy and the energetic, the living entity is to understand his real identity. When he does so, Krishna gives him all the facilities to come to the platform of devotional service. That is the perfection of life. This is indicated in the Vedic Upanishad. Yam me vaisya vinute tena labhyas tasyesha atma vivinte tanum svam. There's no direct translation. The indication here is that only if one is fortunate to associate with devotees, and in that association to be connected to Krishna in devotional service, knowingly or unknowingly, that one may be able to attain perfection in life. Lord Krishna confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita, and another verse which is quite a common or famous verse. You can also chant along. 10th chapter, 10th verse. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam nyenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The conclusion is that one must come to the platform of bhakti yoga. Even though one may begin with karma yoga, jnana yoga, or ashtanga yoga, unless one comes to the platform of bhakti yoga, self-realization or realization of the absolute truth cannot be achieved. And that is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Of course, the purport carries on forever. Bhakti is the eternal nature, the internal energy of the Lord is non-different. It is bhakti, devotion to the Lord. I was try to speak a few words about this purport and a little bit about Bhugarbha Goswami and Kashishwar Pandit, whose disappearance day is it today. Very auspicious occasion. If you are going to go on parikrama today, please visit the Radha Damodar temple and the samadhi of Bhugarbha Goswami. And if you're even further enthusiastic, adventurous, you can go to the 64 samadhis area near Radha Govinda Mandir and There is the original samadhi of Kashishvara Pandit. So, very auspicious day to take as one of the features of this subject matter spoken here by Narada Muni to the Prachetas is the importance of association. Because it is in the association of devotees only that devotional service can actually be churned or relished. That's one of the specific features of devotional service, that there is diversity. Although here Prabhupada said, actually there's no real difference between the energy and the energetic. There is the simultaneous one and difference between the Supreme Lord and His energies. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam ekho bahuinam yo vidadati kaman. He has supreme, there are many, many, many energies, but and all are eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. But amongst all the eternals, all the conscious eternals, there is one who is the Purush, the Supreme, the Adi Purusham. Unfortunately, in this material world, we're all trying to be that Purusha, whether male or female. Prabhupada says, we're all trying to be male. This is the problem. Every living entity in this ignorance, under the influence of this ignorance, is trying to be Purusha. That's why we're here. Material energy is neutral. It's not good or bad. It's Krishna's energy. It comes from Him. It's good. But it's because we're trying to be the Purusha and trying to be the Lord of all we survey and trying to enjoy this material world. Therefore, there's a problem is there. Because our actual nature is Prakriti, as mentioned here. We're Prakriti, if you want to define it in some kind of, let's say, gender terms, is female. Purusha is male. Every living entity is female. In other words, we're meant to please the Purusha. Our very existence of the jiva is, we only exist really for that purpose. Vittattva has this, endowed with this special characteristic of a little bit of free will and to try to imitate the Supreme. This is what happens to us when we try to imitate Krishna. We end up in the sojourn of material world, struggling for existence, as mentioned here, struggling with the material nature. The jiva is present in this material world, in that sense, sustaining the universe, because matter does not activate without the presence of spirit. The material world only exists, Prabhupada describes, really, because of the desire of the living entity. Krishna has no business with the material world. He provides this material world simply as a facility for the jiva. Like a parent may provide facility for the child who has many desires, toys or whatever it is. So the Lord provides this for His naughty children, this facility, so we can play around here. And the idea is, as Prabhupada mentioned here, the duty of the living entity is to understand what is our relationship with Krishna. But due to ignorance, we've forgotten. Only in the association of devotees, omagyana timarandasya gananjana shalakya, that ignorance can be removed. And in that association, churning of transcendental topics, spiritual topics, which can awaken our remembrance. Satam pasangam mamavirya sangvido bhavanti vidkarna rasayana kataha. Can that taste or that natural experience or a relationship with Krishna can be awoken in the association of devotees? This is the Nivrittatarshir Bhagyaman Bhavoshadi Chotra Manobhirama Kutama Shloka Gunanavadat. In the association, not just of anyone, what is the association to Tarsha? Those who have no more interest in enjoying this material energy, or seeing themselves as the Purusha. Even in our Sangam, association of devotees, which is meant to be the remedial measure to counteract the ill effects of material existence. Lord Kapila Dev says, every learned man knows that the greatest entanglement for the conditioned soul is our association or our attraction to the material. When that same attraction is transferred to the self-realized souls, that attraction becomes the cause of our freedom, liberation from the bondage. Mahatsevam dwaram ahuravimukti, tamo dwaram yoshtam sangi sangam. That association is the gateway of liberation, service of the Mahats. Service of the great devotees. But when yoshtam sangi sangam, when we associate with those who are materially attached, then tamo dwaram, the gate downwards is opened up. Bhagavatam is to try to help us to understand our goal in life, what is the purpose in life. We should always remember that, that in our associate, especially here in Vrindavan, we haven't got time to waste. Frivolous talk, Google, so many things may be used in Krishna's service, no doubt. We haven't got time to waste. In the association of devotees, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping. We should, tasmat, as that verse go? Slip my mind. We should, therefore, one should always remember, hear about, worship, glorify the personality of Godhead, who is the friend or the protector of the devotees. This is the process. So here in the association of devotees, we should try to utilize our all time for hearing and chanting and remembering this tasmata kena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati shrotavya kititavyascha dhyaya pujascha nityada. Should be our goal. That's the purpose of Krishna consciousness, the purpose of human life, particularly the purpose of this movement. We shouldn't get too much caught up in the form of, you can say, the institution that has to be there. It's very important to help to mold us, to help to protect us and so on, guide us. We always have to remember what is the purpose of the form, is the substance, purpose behind it, purpose behind everything. What is the goal behind everything? That is to serve the personality, to bring pleasure to the personality of God. It's to please the person. Everything we do is meant for that purpose, to please the Lord. So it's a check and balance system. We should always try to remember that. And what I'm thinking is pleasing Krishna, and what I'm doing is pleasing Krishna. How I'm relating with other devotees, is it pleasing to Krishna? Dharma svanusti tak pungsam. Otherwise, if it's not, it's a shrama evahi kevalam. It's a waste of time. Complete waste of time. It's interesting, the previous chapter, I was just glancing through, refreshing, a long time since we've heard this wonderful pastimes of the Prachetas. Amazing pastimes. The sons of King Prachini Barhisha, and how they went to the ocean to perform their austerities under the ocean. And eventually, by chanting the song of Lord Shiva, they got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu's wonderful address, it was very nice how he said that he's very pleased with them because of their mutual affection between themselves. So this is what has attracted me, is the mutual affection I see between you. That you're all, although you're individual, you're all united. So you're all united because you have the same goal. Trouble is when we only have the form as our goal, you know, to establish this, do that, more this, more that. There's always a tendency to be, you know, let's say, a bit self-centered. And it's not always the most favorable thing. But we always have to have that goal. The purpose behind it is to please Krishna. That's called bhakti. Bhakti is not an activity, it's a state of consciousness. So it's when our purpose is to please the Lord. That's bhakti. So the Prachetas were engaged in that mood of bhakti, their mood of devotional service. So therefore the Lord was very attracted to the Prachetas. And he personally blessed the Prachetas. They requested that they gave him a benediction. And they just requested that opportunity to have the association. It's in the previous chapter, I can't remember. Here we have. And beautiful verses. This is what they said. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to the heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. So they wanted to associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. They didn't just want to associate with anybody. Those who are kutuma shloku gunanavada, they're always speaking the glories of the Lord. This is machita magatapana bodhiyantak parayantascha mamnicham tashyanticha ramanticha. Krishna explains that this is the, in the nature of the devotees, isn't it? They're always engaged in conversing about the Lord, always. It's their nature. They want to hear and chant about Krishna. His aspiration. That's the actual business of the jiva. Not just to try to enjoy or get some recognition or some kind of material facilities, not even liberation, but to just jnane priyasam udapastan manta eva. This is Lord Chaitanya accepted this statement of Lord Brahma as being the essential point, really, of perfection of life. We don't have to go anywhere. We just have to somehow or another try to keep in that situation where we can hear and chant about Krishna. No matter where we are, you can be in, you know, Novosibirsk or in Anchorage. You can be anywhere. You can be in, you know, anywhere in the world. Tierra del Fuego, wherever you live. Antarctica. But somehow or another, we should try to surround ourselves with hearing and chanting from the right source. And if you have no other source, then you just read my books. And if we're living with someone else, then we should try to hear Prabhupada's books together. We pray for this benediction life after life in different bodily forms and on different planets. They don't care. Devotee of the Lord doesn't care. He's not worried about Narayana Paraksavi Naktaschani Vibhyati. He doesn't care. Svaga pavaga narakeshu, whether he goes to heaven or hell, it doesn't make any difference. As long as he can somehow or another have this opportunity for devotional service to the Lord, which means in the association of devotees. We render service in the association. Prabhupada describes that one who thinks they can attain perfection without the association of devotees is living in a hallucination. If we're having a problem in the association of devotees, the problem's ours, not theirs. And we should always see. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankering. It means kirtan. You come together here in the temple, 24 hours there's kirtan. No excuse. No excuse. There was some class going on, some katha going on, some kirtan going on, parikrama's going on with kirtan and class. There's no excuse. This is the best way to use our time in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And if you want to render some service, all the better. Practical service is most beneficial. And then all material hankerings go away. That's the association. Prabhupada has given us this opportunity. We're here by Prabhupada's grace. We're not here by some qualification. Prabhupada's grace is that he's given us this chance to hear and chant. That's his mercy. It's not some kind of, you know, something mystical beyond some kind of, you know, magic thing or something. something imagined. It's practical. Mercy is that he's given us this chance to hear and chant about Krishna. So, chant the Maha Mantra, hear Bhagavad Katha. We haven't got time to waste. We know it says here, death may come at any moment. We've got to prepare ourselves. Can't say I'll wait till later. It may happen any time. And the purpose of our Krishna conscious movement, Srila Prabhupada describes, is that to facilitate the execution of Krishna Katha. That's what it's for. That's what the temples are for. They're not places to live. They're not places to make money. They're not places to get a position. All those things are completely useless unless they actually awaken our attraction for hearing, chanting, remembering, and worshipping the personality of Godhead. A waste of time. Our shamevi kevalam. Simply, that's the purpose. We always have to keep the goal in mind of what we're doing. Not only that, so if we absorb ourselves in devotional service, then all the other anartas, the unwanted thoughts, they go away. Anarto pashamam sakshat bhakti yogat hokshike, that they're superfluous to the soul, but because of ignorance we're covered over. But simply by the linking process of devotional service, one can become, the clouds can be removed. But people don't know this, therefore Vyasadeva has compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can realize this. Regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, all these dirty things, Nasta Preshu Bhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Bhakti Bhavadiya Naishtiki, all the dirty things are removed. It's the process. You don't have to, simply we have to expose ourselves to hearing Krishna Katha from the right source. That's all it is. You don't have any association. Who's the right source? Me? You? Us? We have to hear from the right source. We have to receive the holy name from the right source and associate with the holy name constantly. Tasmat ekena manasa, always. Try to fill our hearts with the sound vibration or with Krishna Katha, none different. This is their request. This is what they want. Not only that, but those devotees are not envious, no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. They're not envious. Why? Because Krishna's in the center. Envy is due to putting ourselves in the center. I'm just going to turn page to another subject. No, it's not exactly another subject, because this point about the unity and the, what is this? And the, how that mutual friendship between the Pachetas was very attractive. This mutual friendship between devotees, all devotees, is a natural thing, and it's not based upon an art form like the material world, because we have the same guru, or we have the same, you know, residence, country, same service. That's sort of something a little bit directed towards Krishna, but that's still not what it means. That unity is when we actually understand the Vidya Vinaya Sampani, Brahmani Gavi Hasni, Shuni Chaivasvapakicha, Pandita Samadarshana, that every living entity is Krishna's part and parcel. One sees what everyone on that platform, and we may not be able to see on that platform right now, but if we put Krishna in the center of our lives and try to appreciate that others may also be trying to serve Krishna besides me, and I may not be the best or the correct in every situation, but try to find a little bit of opportunity to show some respect and a bit of appreciation for other devotees, in this way gradually trying to become a little bit less self-centered and start to see things from Krishna's point of view a little bit. That's called the Shastra Chakshu, seeing through the eye of Scripture. Right now we're seeing things through our own eyes. And what we're seeing is just perverted reflection. We're not seeing it properly. So by purifying our hearts, by ourselves to hearing and chanting in the right association, that, imperfect vision may be cleansed, our eye may be purified. Om Jnana Timuranda Syagananjana Shalakya. Our eyes are covered, not these eyes, but our inner eye, covered by ignorance. The spiritual master is opening our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, but we have to receive it. We have to receive it. So let's just talk a little bit about Bhagarbha Goswami, because time tends to move along. Let me see if I can find. I don't know if there's anything in here, but hopefully there is. Vaishnava biographies. Well, if it's here, it'll be here. Bhugarbha Goswami. Yes, here we go. I'll read this first and maybe some more comments if there are any. This is Book Samadhis by His Holiness Manindi Swami. A disciple of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, Sri Bhugarbha Goswami, shared an intimate friendship. This is the point. Intimate friendship with Sri Lokanath Goswami. Inspired by Lord Chaitanya, they were the first and most senior devotees to settle in Vrindavan. Before the arrival of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswamis, they tried to uncover the lost holy places of Radha Govindaji. They were sent here by Lord Chaitanya. They came more or less together. They were before the six Goswamis, they came. And they were sent by Lord Chaitanya for this purpose, to uncover the lost holy places of Krishna's pastimes. And that's a tremendous. We wouldn't be here now if they hadn't come. We wouldn't know. A great service. In fact, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, his Bhakti Ratnakar, describes Bhugarbha Goswami as the greatest worldwide preacher. But he stayed in Vrindavan his whole life. Where's the preaching? But because he established, he dedicated his life to the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Guru Maharaj. He was a disciple of Gadadhara Pandit. And he dedicated himself to that order, therefore facilitating the spreading of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And the chanting and hearing of these pure devotees, Prabhupada said that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's chanting alone is enough to deliver the whole world. We only see materially, so we can't see how these transcendental transactions are taking place. We just see physical form. We think that means a physical form suddenly drifts up into Vaikuntha or something. It's nothing to do with that. The spirit soul. So Bhugarbha Goswami, his devotional service was benefiting the whole world. Unlike the aggressive approach of modern scientists who also try to discover the unknown by their physical endeavors, Bhugarbha and Lokanath Goswamis found Sri Krishna's pastime forests. They discovered the main forest, the 12 main forests of Braj. And how did they do it? Well, they were looking at old maps. Nope, don't think there were any. They weren't excavating the ground, digging it with some digger or something, some axe, some chiseling away. No. What were they doing? This is what they were doing. By the humble method of surrender, this is how we really discover Vrindavan. It's not by just even reading a book or hearing about it. It's by surrender. The Lord reciprocates according to our surrender. Yayata mam prapadyate tamstataiva bhajamyaham. He rewards according to our surrender, not according to what we know, what we do, are where we are. These are, okay, we make those adjustments favorably, but that's not the cause. When the Lord is pleased, Srila Prabhupada says, the awakening of our dormant affection for Krishna does not at all depend upon even the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but depends wholly and solely upon the mercy of the Lord. That mercy, we have to surrender to that hearing and chanting with faith. You have to have faith. Yasya devi para bhakti yata devi tathagaro tasyate yatathakata prakashante mahatmanaha. One who has this implicit faith in the holy name and Krishna, no different than Krishna and the spiritual master, everything is revealed. The revelation is not it's not an imposition. Not some kind of, it's actually a revelation within the heart. Patiksha Vagamam Dharmyam. It's seen, revealed. So the forest revealed themselves to them. They would go around calling out the names of the 12 of the forests of Vrindavan. They would be calling them out. But not just mechanically, but with, you know, they wanted the association. They so much wanted that association. It was with heartfelt feeling. Bandiravan, Kamyavan, Mahavan, Talavan. On and on they went. And Srimati Vrindadevi, the maintainer of the forest and an expansion of Krishna's pastime potency, revealed the exact location of each and every forest. He revealed everything. It is told that to avoid material distractions, Bhugarbha would perform his bhajan underground. Many times, yesterday we were at the Radhasham Sundar temple, there was an underground kutir of Shamananda Pandit. Never been down there before. You see, you know, Raghava Pandit, Munikundlat Govardhan, you go down his cave. Sanatan Goswami at Gokul. Different places, the Goswamis would have their underground caverns to perform their bhajan. Prabhupada didn't particularly, I don't think he ever mentioned that we should do likewise. We're already in a cavern. You have to get out of that one. Best thing to do is lots of kirtan. If one ever does come to that platform of advanced devotional service, that's another thing. But we may go down into a cavern. What will we do down there? We'll be meditating on the caverns of Hamburg or Amsterdam, the beer kellers. They're also in the caverns. Go meditating on material things. Better we, at this stage, we do have to do things. We have to preach and serve to our best capacity under the direction of the pure devotees. That's their association. So he received the name Bhugarbha. Bhu means earth, and garbha means like the womb or cave, a hidden place like that. He is Prema Manjari, or Bhadrarekika, in Radha Gopinath's Nitya Nikunja Lila. And his samadhi stands near Sri Rupa Goswami's in the Radha Damodar temple courtyard. So the thing is, they said that he and Loknath Goswami were like one body. They were so, you know, completely united. This stage we may not experience that. You see, they were in a completely the same mood. It's described that they used to also bring Jamuna water for the Lord's pleasure in his transcendental pastimes. As Manjaris, they would bring water for their pleasure from Jamuna Devi. And what a simple service. It's not you have to do something very complex or complicated. It's just a matter of surrender. Pure heart, just like chanting Hare Krishna. What is the difficulty? It's not difficult. Very easy. I'm going to read something now, and time is so short. Our lives are, God knows, we don't know how long we're going to be in this body. I'd like to just read a verse now from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is in the first canto. It's in line with today's verse. It's mentioning that, you know, the purpose of everything should be Krishna. And it's a verse, very famous verse, second chapter, text 28, 29. You may know it. It's a very simple verse. And this whole second chapter is full of direction that our whole life should be for Krishna. We need reminding. We always need reminding, whatever we're doing, to remember how this is for Krishna. Even if we're working in a factory or office or studying, how to see this in relationship with Krishna. If we're doing some other activities, whatever it is, how to do that. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakaha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriyaha, Vasudeva Parang Jnanam, Vasudeva Parang Tapaha, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. He is supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know Him. Religion, Dharma, is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life. We should always remember these. It's nice to remember that, you know, wherever we are, I suppose. So we don't forget the goal behind everything. And of course, in this age, the practical way of remembering Krishna, Prabhupada said, we chant Hare Krishna. I'm not going to read a verse. I'm going to read a translation of the verse, English translation. This is from the Agni Purana. This is one of the devotees' favorites. I don't know it off by heart, so I'm going to read it. This is a beautiful verse glorifying Krishna in his most accessible form, and in fact the only form in Kali Yuga whereby one can truly attain perfection in his association. He's appeared in this age of Kali, Kalera, Namarupa, Krishna, avatar. He's appeared in Kali Yuga in the form of Nama, the Rup. Kali, Kalera, Namarup, form of the name. By surrendering to the name, then the form is, the Lord reveals his form, and then pastimes and qualities and so on. This is the verse. This is in the Agni, and it's also in the Adi Purana. This is just the English. There is no knowledge as pure as the name. There is no vow as powerful as the name. There is no meditation more effective than the name. There is no fruit greater than that attained by the name. There is no greater renunciation than the name. There is no greater peace than the name. In other words, everything is there in chanting Hare Krishna. Everything. If we think we can attain perfection by another process, it's not impossible. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has also quoted the same verse from the Brihadaranyaka Purana, Harinama, Harinam, Harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva. There is no other way, no other way, no other way in Kali Yuga other than Harinam. There is no other way. In this world, there is no more greater pious activity than taking the holy name. There is no quicker progress than the name. The name is the highest liberation, the highest freedom, the highest peace, the point of no more searching. The name is the highest devotion, the purest inclination of the jiva, the highest love and the direct remembrance of the Lord. The name is the cause of all causes, the Supreme Lord, most worshipable, and is a form of guru to bring one to the Lord. The holy name has appeared from the spiritual realm, Golokera, Premadana, Harinama, Sankirtan, to deliver us to the spiritual world. We just have to receive that authorized, the name from the authorized source, and take shelter of the holy name. It's our only shelter. Krishna Nam, Chirakoryopan, Duryo Bhakatiman, Namavinakichu, Nahikovar Shaura Bhuvanamaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes him. In all the 14 worlds, there's nothing but the holy name. It has fully, fully satisfied the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is the essence of our movement, practically speaking. It's to spread, to chant the holy name and spread the holy name everywhere. The sign of Mahabhagavat is, describes this verse, I can't remember, is that he always wants to chant the holy name and see the holy name distributed. Prabhupada, also in a lecture in New Vrindavan, he said, the prime symptom of one who loves Krishna, he said it three times, is that he wants to see the Lord's holy name spread all over the world. He said that's the prime symptom. So we're here, we have 24-hour kirtan here and now in Mayapur. The intention of spreading, becoming inspired, that we will go wherever we are to spread the holy names of the Lord. Perform sacrifice. Yes, we have to perform yogya, yogya tat kamananja, loko yong karma bandana. We have to perform sacrifice. Without sacrifice, we cannot get anywhere. There'll be no peace. And that sacrifice in Kali Yuga is yogya sankirtanam prayer, yajanti hi sumeda shaha. It's the sankirtan. Sankirtan includes all the other activities, farming, temple opening, everything and everything, food for life, all these things are there, but they are actually to facilitate the Yuga Dharma, the spreading of the holy name. They are not goals or ends in themselves. They are very important activities to connect others to Krishna, to connect ourselves to Krishna, to utilize Krishna's energy in the proper way, and so on, to help others to become eligible to hear about Krishna, as well as ourselves, of course. So. Now we're just going to, I don't know what the time is, I cannot see the clock. Pardon? Nine, okay, well, excuse me, I'm just going to finish Ashwara Pandit. This is his disappearance day today as well. Another great associate of the Lord, very special associate. Shishwara Puri sent his disciples, Govinda and Kashishwara Pandit, to Jagannath Puri. This is after Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and had gone to Puri. So Ishwara Puri had many disciples, and amongst those disciples, Govinda and Kashishwara were two. And he sent them there to Puri. They were godbrothers, you could say, from the Sampradaya point of view, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he sent them there to Puri to humbly serve Lord Chaitanya, even though they were godbrothers. Reluctant to accept service from his godbrothers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally agreed, only because it was the order of his guru. Named Kalavati and Sasireka in Brajalila, Govinda and Kashishwara. Oh, sorry, I've got it wrong. These are the ones who bring Jamuna water to Lord Sri Krishna. Kashishwara Pandit, who was strong and powerful, powerfully built, walk before Lord Chaitanya, keeping the crowds from touching him. And after kirtans, he would serve prasadam to all the devotees. He was very strong. Govinda, of course, was Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. whereas Kashishwara was serving him as a bodyguard because he was very strong. Sri Gaurasundara asked Kashishwara to move to Vrindavan for worshipping Sri Rupa Goswami's deity of Govindaji. Fearing separation from Lord Chaitanya, Kashishwara said, "My Lord, if I must give up your association, my heart will split in two." Out of compassion for his devotee, Lord Gaurachandra gave him a deity of himself that was so perfectly formed it exactly resembled the Lord. Gaur Govinda, the deity's name, is a golden form of Krishna playing the flute. Then Kashishwara Pandit happily went to Vrindavan to serve Gaur Govinda and Govindaji. And to convince him, Lord Chaitanya, that deity, which he personally gave to Kashishwara, sat the deity down next to him, and then prasadam was brought to them. And the deity also accepted the prasad, was eating the prasad in front of Kashishwara Pandit. So then he was convinced that this was none different than Lord Chaitanya. Sri Sadhana Deepika says, "I worship Sri Kashishwara Pandit, whose power of love and devotion brought Sri Chaitanya to Western India as a deity. Today, the original deities of Gaur Govinda and Govindaji are lovingly adored by thousands of devotees in Jaipur, Rajasthan." If you go to the Radha Govinda temple, you can see this deity of Gaur Govinda on the left-hand side as we look at it to Govindaji. Kashishwara Pandit's original in the 64 Samadhis area of Vrindavan. So again, if you're really enthusiastic today, you can also get the mercy of Kashishwara Pandit, get his association more, and Bhugarbha Goswami and all the other great devotees there, practically all the Goswamis and Mahants, the great associates of Lord Chaitanya, have their samadhis there at the 64 samadhis area near Radha Govinda temple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're very thankful for your association and giving us a little opportunity to hopefully in the association of Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam and all the great devotees here, maybe a little bit remember Krishna, a little bit. And also remember our service to others and Janardhan Prabhu, Maharaj, excuse me, I've been calling him Janardhan Prabhu for the last 25 years. Now, Bhakti Anugraha Janardhan Maharaj, he's just taken sannyas, our beloved temple manager here. Of course, Vaishnav Prabhu also just took sannyas. And Bhakti Anugraha Janardhan Maharaj is leaving. We're probably going together in a couple of days to... he's going straight to the Philippines. I'm going via another place. And practical service. We'll try to do a little service there. If anyone wants to help, you're welcome. As you know, they've had a bit of a disaster there, so the devotees are trying to do a bit of food for life. So. It's not an easy place to do it, but it's a very rewarding service. And we just sent about maybe 20 devotees have just gone there to distribute prasad and whatever else they can do. So if anyone wants to help, you can see me. I can't say more than that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, who were the Kasimistra in previous Leelas of Krishna?
Pardon?
Who were the Kasimistra in the Krishna's Leela or like Ramchandra Leela?
Kashi Mishra? Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about Kashishwara Pandit.
Sorry, Kashishwara Pandit, sorry.
Kashishwara Pandit.
My memory is not so good either. We just read it. Somebody may be able to remember. Kashishwara Pandit Leela is Kalavati. Oh, let's see, which one is he? Reluctant to accept the service of his godbrothers, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally agreed since his guru's... it doesn't say... Yeah, he's Shashi Rekha, according to this. Shashi Rekha. And Govinda is Kalavati. That's what it says here, anyway. I don't know more than that. In the Gorgadanesh Deepika, I presume that's what is stated there also. Most of this comes from the Gorgadanesh Deepika. But here it says he's Saki Rekha, Shashi Rekha. Shashi Rekha. And they would bring water for the Lord, for Krishna, for his pleasure in Brajalila, from the Jamuna. Don't know much more. There's not much written about Bhugava Goswami or Kashishwara Pandit, very little. They're very humble, always keeping in the background. There's countless devotees. Countless to us. Just to remember their names is purifying. Thank you for that. They remind you of Saki Rekha and Kalavati. Bhagava Goswami is Prema Manjari. Any other very challenging questions? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.